This is Joe Francica, Editor-in-Chief of Directions Media, and thanks for joining us today. In today's executive interview podcast, we will be speaking with Israel Ron, General Manager of Pointer Telocation's Product Division. Pointer Telocation is based in Israel and is a supplier of automatic vehicle location solutions for fleet management and a number of other situations. And they're working with G4S Telematics of Greece, as they will be providing tracking technology for live coverage of a series of Mediterranean sailing races coming this month. We'll speak with Mr. Ron about this event and about Pointer's technology. Mr. Ron, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you very much.
So Pointer's telocation GPS tracking technology is working with G4S Telematics, and you're enabling online viewers to track and follow the yacht's location throughout this upcoming major Mediterranean sailing race. How are you acquiring the location of each yacht, and how often is the position updated, and perhaps how are you helping to enhance a viewer's online experience?
Okay, we are doing it very simple. One of our products is the CeloTrack. The CeloTrack is a special unit that is dedicated to track not vehicles, but what we are calling assets, which means anything that moves, and this includes, of course, yachts. Now, this unit doesn't need any external power, and it's compliant with IP67 standard, which means it's water resistance as well as temperature resistance and some other things. So we are simply putting a unit in each of the yachts, and the unit is capable to transmit the location information at any predefined period that we want to define, whether it's every minute or every 10 minutes or even twice a day. In the case of the race, we are doing it in every half an hour, which is good enough for the purposes of the race.
From the location of each yacht that you can view online, will there be any additional information provided about the yacht itself, speed or direction, along with its current position with respect to its place in the race?
The unit itself is capable to give such information, but at the case of the Aegean races, we are not using those capabilities. We are simply giving the location, which goes to the race website, and the position of each yacht is shown there.
As an asset tracking and fleet operations technology company, are you finding that there is more interest in your solutions with the increase and the spike in petroleum prices?
Definitely. I mean, what we are, first of all, maybe if we will talk a little bit about our product portfolio, we have a variety of products, and this includes products that are used for asset tracking, as I told you, and products that are used in vehicles for purposes of fleet management, safety, public safety, and security, stolen vehicle recovery. Your question relates mainly to the fleet management, and we see really two directions that are becoming very beneficial when we are talking about growth and the rise of the petroleum prices. First of all, we have the capability to measure various aspects as optimal speed, tire air pressure, and others that are influential on the use of gasoline. So if you have an optimal air pressure in your tires, probably you will be more optimal in the use of gasoline in your car. Now, the other perspective is really the prevention of fuel still theft. We have using the capability to connect to the fuel sensors of the car, we have the capability to measure the fuel level at the car tanks, especially in trucks. And in some cases, when there is a risk of stealing fuel, we are capable by specific logical mechanisms like measuring the level of gasoline before an engine is shut off and then measure it again while the car starts again. We are capable to identify suspected events of gasoline theft and alarm the fleet manager about such a possibility. Now, lately we see an increasing interest in it in many markets, and really the sales of fuel sensors which are associated with our unit has been on the rise during, let's say, the last half year.
So is that information passed, you said it's passed along to the fleet manager, is it also passed along to the driver?
At this point, the way we work, information goes to the central command software. We have one of our own, by the way, but we are integratable to any such software. In many cases, we're using, our customers are using their own software packages. And if our customer wants to, he can transmit it to the driver, because today the communication goes from the unit through the cellular system to the command and control center.
Some of the applications you mentioned focus on location-based security technology. Do you see also that there's an awareness of your technology that can be used to mitigate the terrorist threats, and perhaps how are you addressing this market?
Yes, there are some applications. First of all, there is a set of what we are calling emergency tracking applications, beginning with the capability of the driver to signal to the headquarters that he is in trouble, let's say. And then our unit enables sending some commands that are security or emergency oriented, whether it's remotely increasing the level of tracking. Let's say if a unit usually sends a message every 10 minutes, every 15 minutes, the command and control can begin playing with the rates and instructing the units to send the location every half a minute or every 4 seconds, even if we want to, which enables us to locate and track the problematic car. We have the capability to paralyze several functions and even stop a car if we want to remotely. Of course, that's subject to legal limitation in many countries. And we have, of course, our capabilities to handle a chase. We have a software package that allows us to control some chasers that are trying to locate a car that is on the run, and then to, let's say, manage a chase after it in a way that at the end of the day it will be caught.
So that's an interesting scenario. Is that solution mainly acquired by who's showing interest in that?
Today, the software package I'm talking about, the SVR package, as we call it, Stolen Vehicle Recovery, is mainly used by service providers who are giving stolen vehicle recovery services. We didn't sell it today to any emergency agency worldwide for the purpose of fighting against terrorism. But on the other end, we sold units to some police departments and some security organizations, and we have special units which we are calling the Olympic units. That's because those units have served as the main tracking device for the security units of the Olympic Games in Athens in 2004. Those units are tracking units with all the tracking functionalities that we have in other units, but they have one thing in special. They are not working on the regular cellular system. Instead, they are working on special security forces networks like TETRA and ASTRO. TETRA is used in Europe, and ASTRO is used in the United States. And we are working hand-in-hand with some of our agents, supplying it to various security agents, as I said.
So let me also just go back to the applications of fleet tracking and asset management. Do you intend, or maybe you're already integrating some of your technology with passive RFID or other sensor technology to monitor more than just individual vehicles?
We are right now developing solutions that are going to enhance our communication capabilities, and this means adding RFID capability, adding Bluetooth capability to communicate with other units in the car cockpit, and adding Wi-Fi capabilities to work semi-online, to offload and onload information, not online, but when a vehicle is getting to a place where the vehicle has Wi-Fi connectivity. And that's something that we'll have probably the first half of next year.
Well, great. Mr. Rowland, that's all the questions I have today. Thanks very much for taking your time out of your schedule. We certainly appreciate the update on your technology and your company.
Okay. Thank you very much.